We get signal, main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about Hacker Spaces. This air level radio program about Hacker Spaces.
Myself. Ah, a very good evening. You are live with Signal Hackerspace Radio. It's what is the date today? It's March 15th. It's 2200 CET, and we are live from Studio RevSpace with another edition of Angbas Radio. Hey, and with me are actually the complete organizing crew. I think Frans, yes. You are here.
As always.
And Klaasien, you're also here. Hey, hello. Welcome.
Hello.
And you like it here? We had to drag you away from the pinball games. That was nice. Yeah, so another Angbas Radio, because we have had another edition almost 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's just first kick in a song, and we'll talk about it later, because we have to kick in with something great, right? Here he goes.
Absolutely.
Oh,
We'll be right back.
That was the latest song by Henry Homesweet, just released like last week. He performed at Einbass 8, as you might know. You were there, I guess.
I were, yeah.
And the song before that is a new EP from Knife City, from New York. He's actually the drummer of Anna Maniguchi, for the people who know them. Actually, I think it's first officially released EP, and very nice. I like it a lot. So yeah, Einbass 8, it was
pretty awesome.
Overwhelming as always.
Yeah. It was, yeah. In many ways. I actually had my debut as a VJ there.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like Rosa Mengman, she had she does this glitch video stuff, which is really cool, I think. She has this loopback effect going, and then all kinds of switches to alter the visuals. But she had a laptop, a Mac, by the way, and it kept crashing. So,
but that's like what her set is supposed to be about, right?
Yeah.
Like
possibly, maybe.
Like that's part of being a glitch VJ is that your laptops keep crashing.
I think that's
right?
That's what you're supposed to do as a glitch VJ.
I think so. Yeah, but so when she was busy setting the laptop up again, I took over the glitch box thingy, and it was quite nice actually. It was.
So when are you going to work on your own visuals so we can ask you to VJ it?
Somewhere when when I have time, you know, the famous when I have time argument. It's
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that was cool. That's do we have more music?
Yeah, of course. We're going to do two more songs by actually the performing acts of Einbass 8, Maneo and Kodak. Kodak also released a new album last weekend, so I'm going to play a track from that.
That was a pretty wild performance.
It was insane. I'm still trying to upload the live stream somewhere, but it's a bit big. But we have it documented at least. So this is a song by Maneo, party hard, party guy. Let's go.
Stripper.
There was Mono there kicking some badass Game Boy LSDJ bass.
Wow.
He's actually doing pretty well. He's a Dutch guy, Mono there, and he played at Blip Australia last month.
Wow, that's...
And he went to Blip Tokyo as well in October, just as a guest, but he did... I think he did like a... performed at a pre or after party.
Cool.
And he got some big Blip organizers hearts stolen, so he might be actually, I wouldn't be surprised if he was playing Blip New York as well in May.
Yeah, that's coming up, right?
Yes.
And of course you two are going.
Yes. Again.
Most definitely.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. No, we were there last year for the first time, actually. I've been wanting to go earlier, but then I was still a student, so I was a bit... I mean, New York is expensive.
It is.
Well, it was amazing, though. We really spotted a lot of artists for our own Eindbaas shows over there. And thanks to Blip, we...
Well, not only artists, just you know, people you've been talking to or known since for years, and finally you get to actually meet them person to person, you know. It's great. It's a great experience. I mean, it's one of the... I guess it's one of the important things of the whole chiptune scene as well, just the people, you know, meeting them, and just everyone is so cool and interesting and just great to meet and hang out with.
Cool. So there's no lineup yet, right?
For Blip New York, no, there isn't. Nope. But okay. I'm sure it will be top notch again. Yes.
Yeah. You think there will be a lot of new artists as well? That
I don't know. I
hope
mean
so.
I really hope. I mean, sometimes you never know, you know, some artists just pop up. Well, actually, like Mono there, he just popped up, you know, with this EP or album. And he's just, you know, since then he's going really well, and he's actually, I was expecting a new album from him. He told me that he's working on something secret with it, something to do with a label, so I'm really interested what that's going to be. Actually, I invited him for tonight to play, but he couldn't make it. So maybe next time, that would be great.
That'd be cool. It was a nice...
But first, before we go to Blip, New York... We have our own Eindbaas party, of course, on the 13th of April.
Yes.
That's actually in a month. Yeah.
And there's still tickets to be...
Of course,
I mean, it goes fast normally.
No, I mean, last two editions were sold out like a week up front, so we still have like 2-3 weeks to go before.
Please be on time with your tickets.
You never know. Actually, I'm hoping to not sell out up front. Because it would be nice. You know, I know a lot of people that are always like, you know, they never really know what they want to do on that night, but they think Eindbaas could be interesting. Like the people that really don't know it, but just heard about it or whatever. And it would be great to just have some fresh faces and, you know, and see if they like it. But I guess like when it's sold out like a week up front, like a lot of people decide that week if they... what they're going to do the weekend.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But we have an amazing lineup. Well, at least
indeed. So,
let's just start with the first act. Actually, it's sort of our main act because they are for us.
Well, that's
a bit weird. They don't really do like chiptune, more like fake bit stuff. But they do like create their own software to make the music.
Oh wow!
And they're pretty, well, not saying they're pretty old, but at least they're not young. Let me say that. It's three guys from Finland.
Two.
Well, there's two now. One lives in Berlin right now, and
and he's listening, right?
I don't know.
That's really but there's someone in Berlin.
No,
listening.
There's Daniel from.
Hi, Daniel.
Greetings to Berlin.
Yeah. But no, they're called Desert Planet. They've been they've been around for some years, and they're just, you know, this great energy performance live. I've never seen them live, but I've seen some videos. Bart from Meta Mega actually went to Berlin to see one of their shows. They have a unique style of happy game influenced music. So let's just pop in a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they also have a really unique show, and they wear crazy suits, and they do funny dances.
Yeah, can't wait to see them live.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Okay. It'll be so much fun.
Here we go. This song is called Teleport Ride. Well, you know him, right? That was Rocco W.
We had him in the studio last time.
Yes. He's been working a lot, I think, on new songs, because he's actually playing on Eindbass the 9th.
On the main stage.
He's just the happiest kid I've ever seen. Yes, yeah, he's been growing a lot, and he's been making a lot of stuff. We went to a couple of gigs as DJs. Is that me? What's the music?
No, that's me. I think it's nice to have some background.
Yeah, that's really good. I was just, what?
Doing that the whole evening, actually.
Oh, really?
It's the first time you notice. That's songs by Spintronic.
Oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah.
But yeah, and so we're actually really, really happy and looking forward to his full set.
Yeah,
it's gonna be probably gonna be fucking amazing again. Too, cool. I heard he's gonna at least do like 5 new songs. He's actually listening in right now, so he's probably gonna tell me later on. No, you're wrong. I'm just gonna do one or something.
Cool. Hey, but he used to. I mean, he's been playing on the open stage actually a couple of times already. This time, the open stage is not at a separate location, right?
No, just like last time, the second Friday of the month is reserved for a Low Friday. It's a night where lo-fi bands play at the venue, the Cargador.
Okay.
It's organized by someone I know, actually. It's pretty cool. I didn't know that was like the date was always the same date. So we sort of stole their evening the last time. So it's going to be at the venue, the Echo, right now, but in the cafe. And we still want to go to the Cargador because we really like the venue, like underground.
Yeah.
And like actually the open stage, and there isn't actually a stage. It's just on the floor, no. You know, so that's a good thing. But we will be there. We will definitely be back there. Just for now, since the evening was reserved, we're going to do the open stage at the... And by the way, if some listeners want to actually play at the open stage... Please mail us via contact at eindbass.org, and we will definitely be able to get you a slot of like 10 minutes to play.
Cool.
Yes. So last time I was here, I actually played a live set from Ulter Sid when he was playing at the open stage.
Yeah.
He was visiting here.
The open stage I missed, so...
Yeah, well, you've heard it the last time. It was mind-blowing. But you got another chance because he's playing on the big stage this edition. I'm not going to do the whole set again. I'm just going to do one song from him. Ulter Sid from France. He's going to be the final act playing till deep in the night at Eindbass 9. 13th of April.
Wow, what was that coming from your iPod? Very, 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 very small.
Yeah, it's really meany for my iPod.
Improvised
it's
DJ.
Improvised. That was Professor Sakamoto. I actually, yeah, that's his name.
I know.
He's a professor.
Yeah, he's a professor.
He's a professor in Famicom.
And yeah, and I don't know a lot about him, but yeah, pretty recently discovered him.
I think
somewhere.
I accidentally bumped into him on iTunes.
Yeah.
Actually.
And then we thought it was like, oh my god, it's so
and
good.
And I'm never on iTunes, so.
And then iTunes accidentally deleted him from your computer again, right?
I guess that's DRM shit or something. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, it's a guy from, I think, Japan, and it's he made one album.
It's very gamey.
It's very game, but really full and harmonic, and yeah, it's really beautiful and we play it all the time.
Yeah,
and that song, of course, Ultra Sid, Einbaz. Before Einbaz 9, we're actually going to do two DJ sets they're both actually pretty special.
Yeah, and arty.
Very arty.
Yeah.
Actually, in common that it's both about the punk scene, actually.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny. Well, it's not really funny. I mean, a lot of people compare the chip scene, maybe not the chip scene now, but at least from the last 10 years to the punk scene, because it's so small,
do it yourself,
but but really organized and networked, and everybody knows each other from all over the world, and we're doing there's this event called Ultra, it's everywhere right now in the Netherlands. Clizine, you know a bit more about it.
Yeah, well, Ultra is actually a party, and it's organized by a small group of people in 1980. And so that was all really punk and really do-it-yourself, and it was a small group of musicians who played this really, really experimental and avant-garde kind of music with whatever instruments they could find. Now they kind of regrouped these people, and they are giving a series of parties also called Ultra, so they going on with the same name as it was in 1980. And they are also inviting a lot of new people who think they are Ultra, so that means
All kinds of organizations that organize on their own, like parties or act, music, and
doing new experimental stuff.
So where would one find more info about this?
Well, this is not on the website yet, actually, but we're playing in the Melkweg in Amsterdam. We're doing a DJ set there. We try to actually add some amazing artists as well.
Yeah,
this
will be a really.
It's going to be it's on the 7th of April.
Yeah, it's on the 7th of April
in the Milky Way,
and it's going to be a really experimental.
Amsterdam.
Yes. And it's going to be a really experimental set because it's going to be Ultra, and it's actually not a lot like what people are familiar with from us, because it's going to be really experimental chip tunes and really weird stuff.
We like it.
Yeah, we're going to play Gijs Gieske.
Finally, some experimental
and
stuff.
And we are going to play
people will not run away. Well, maybe.
Yeah. Well, and we're going to play some Tristan Parrish, who's really nice minimal chiptune musician. Stuff we don't usually play, and now we finally got the chance to also do the more experimental
and
stuff.
Actually, so another festival, God Save the Queen, in Centraal Museum of Utrecht, is on the 19th of May. It's also a bit about the punk scene and the from then and now. So it's actually, I think Ultra is actually going to be there, but we've got there on via different persons, but it's funny. It's going to be on the 19th of May, and I've heard T. Ramsmeer is actually closing the party, so
awesome.
That's going to be cool. So, a lot of things to do.
Yeah, I'm just looking up because experimental chiptunes, it sounds like it's right up my alley, so.
So we got six more minutes left. Well, let's play Let's play one song from our definitely most famous crazy guys from Groningen. Xeis! Come on, boys!
Woo!
Nice.
Het groen.
Yes. Yeah, they make like really melodic, awesome stuff on the Amiga and the Atari.
Amiga. Mm.
And also on some software trackers and stuff.
They have a huge live setting with really big stacks of old game consoles and stuff.
Cool.
It's fun. They're just fun.
So yeah, we got a lot of stuff to do, and actually we're working on a lot of stuff and more. Like we're actually thinking about doing another tour this year.
Huh?
Not quite sure if it's going to happen. So I don't know why I'm saying this now.
Well, now it's going to happen. You promised us. It's
and we're also working on some festivals this summer.
Some big festivals.
Really?
Yes. We still can't tell you which ones because nothing has been confirmed, but we are really far in the negotiations. Cool. We're going to play some big gigs.
That
so.
Sounds like
well, we're organizing something during
Blip New York.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. And well,
something about I'm not supposed to tell that you're thinking about an Eindbaas New York.
What?
What did
say?
I say?
Stop saying that.
That will be
rumors.
That's rumors. It's rumors.
Yeah. Well, you know, Blip is only 3 days, and we're there for a week, so we should do something.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, it's it's a big city. You can get bored, and then
No, but we're working on some festivals in the summer, and the idea is to, if it's going to work out, to invite some big ass Eindbaas performances that artists that played at like former Eindbaas parties, and we just try to reinvite them and play like in another environment, like a big festival or something.
In the open air, in a tent.
When was the out? Keep August 2013 free in your...
Oh, yeah. We talked about it.
When was the first Eindbaas, actually?
It was 19th of June, 2009.
Okay. 2009, that sounds like ages ago. But it's only 3 years.
It was 19th of June on a Friday, playing Italian. Some guys from Italia, from Rome. Busker Droid, Microman, and Secret Lab. I didn't even know them myself.
We didn't know
before them. They contacted me. But you know, it was like really small, and we were thinking, well, maybe probably like 30 people are going to show up, which is fine. You know, I don't care. It's just it's just about the idea of doing a chiptune night, and then 150 came up. So yeah, I was really glad that happened. But surprises maybe for us in the summer, hopefully, and hopefully one of our favorite acts from Eindbaas is going to play this summer on the festival. This is going to be a last song, I think. So well, you can say goodbye afterwards, right?
Let's say it now. Thanks for being here.
This is Random.
Random.
He's actually working on a new album after years of not... Well, he did some additional stuff, but can't wait for his new stuff.
Okay, we'll shut up now and end the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
turn on. You're listening to the radio program about hackers, places.